Blog Talk Radio. People are like, Ralph, have you ever tried psychedelics? Deep divers, my entire life is a psychedelic. One massive trip. I'm always diving deep, just, woo, getting high off that good ass prana, baby. And every day I'm getting high, deep divers. And I recently had this massive epiphany when I was high off that good ass prana, baby. I'm like, wait a minute, this is all a video game. Nothing is real outside of me. That's right. The only thing real is what's inside of me. And it made me think of what they said in the Indus Valley, the great sages, that the whole world is an illusion. They called it the Maya. It made me think of what Rumi said. This place is a dream. Only a sleeper considers it to be real. And then death comes like dawn, and you wake up laughing at what you thought was your grief. So let's go back, deep divers. I'm on an aeroplane flying over Spain, heading to Madrid, and I see all of these buildings. I'm like, whoa, whoa, wait a minute. They actually look like chips on my motherboard. That's right. Like, am I in a computer or what? And I forgot about that, deep divers. Fast forward. Then I came across Professor James Gates's work. Okay, this amazing theoretical physicist. And he studies supersymmetry, string theory. And what did he find out? He found out, deep divers, that we could be living in a simulation. That's right. Just like the Matrix. Like, none of this could be real. He found out that in the fabric of our universe, there are mathematical equations, which he presented in the form of adinkras, these geometric symbols. And there is a specific mathematical code found in our universe. And it's the same exact mathematical code that is used in search engines and web browsers. Oh my gosh, Ralph, I was thinking the same thing too, deep divers. If you are seeing 1111, that's the glitch in the matrix. What is the language of computers? Binary, zeros and ones. When you are seeing 1111, that's a wake-up call that, hey, you are in a video game, a simulation. There is nothing that we can create that is separate from what has already been created by the universe. That's why they said in ancient Egypt, as above, so below, as within, so without. Deep divers, I finally get it. None of this is real. The whole world is a joke. The only thing that is true is the love in your heart, is the world within yourself. So, if life is a video game, deep divers, here are the benefits. What happens in a video game? You can never die in a video game, deep divers. Oh, that's great, Ralph. Tell me about it. Energy can never be destroyed. Deep divers, these are just avatars. We are multidimensional beings having a human experience. What happens in a video game, Ralph? You can choose to be who you want to be. None of this is real, deep divers. So, if life is not going your way, choose a different character in the damn video game. One that has better superpowers. Okay? What happens when you're not paying attention in the video game? You get attacked. Same thing that happens to you in this matrix. So you have to learn to stay focused on where you need to go to become your greatest version. So there you have it, deep divers. Just remind yourself, don't take it too serious. You came here to relax, do a little samba, baby. That's what I came here to do, and that's why I'm doing it. And that's why I'm just saying, feels so good to be alive, baby. Can I get a hello there? in a video game, there are levels to this shit, just like there are levels to this shit, deep divers, in this Matrix. So realize that you're not finished. You can be anything you want. You can become the hero of your own story. If life is a video game, deep divers, why not become player one and allow the universe to work in your favor? Have a beautiful day, deep divers.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
All right, all right, all right. Peace, 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 and love, family. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another broadcast of Spiritual Soul Sunday with Haru. I'm your host, Haru. And today, what I'm going to be talking about on Spiritual Soul Sunday is 2020 vision, right? Are you ready for 2020? So, as 2020 approaches, guys, you know, a lot of us are feeling like this intense amount of energy, right? I know you guys feel that. I know you guys feel the energy shift. A lot of us are being forced to kind of go within, to kind of see things about ourselves, see things that are, you know, needs to be cleared up, cleaned up, things that need to be addressed within us, outside of us, you know, just things are just kind of coming to a forefront and coming to a head for you, probably especially these last 2 months. You know what I mean? So I know it was for me for these last 2 months, guys. I mean, a lot of us are going batshit crazy. All right? A lot of us are going batshit crazy, but here's the thing. It's okay, because the thing about it is that, you know, there are things that need to be addressed, and a lot of this is emotional things, you know, family traumas, maybe, you know. A lot of us are chosen, and a lot of us are here to truly break these generational curses and these generational cycles, you know what I mean? So in order to accomplish that and achieve that, we at times, you know, there's a quote that I heard years ago, and what it is that the best students get the hardest test. You know what I mean? And so a lot of us, being that we're here to do such a profound task, if you will, you know, we are getting a lot of the more challenging tests. And the thing about it is, as we, again, come into 2020, I want everybody to know and to feel that it is worth it. Everything that you're coming through, everything that you're going through, guys, it's worth it, I promise. And, you know, we have to keep telling ourselves that, like, over and over and over again, you know, that it's worth it. You know what I mean? So know that you are worth it. Know that it is worth it. So please, you know, keep on motivating yourself. You know, keep on, you know, if you fall 8 times, they say if you fall 7, get up 8, right? But, you know, look, if you fall 1,000 times, you know, you make sure you keep getting your ass back up. You know what I mean? And I say that because early on in my journey, you know, some conscious bullies, if you will, I do understand why they were in my life at the time, but some conscious bullies, you know, would always not pick on me because I was, I was a victim back then. Please check out Victim Consciousness. We did it yesterday about people playing a victim, wonderful broadcast yesterday. Go into the archives, check that out. We did Victim Consciousness yesterday, but back then I was the victim and I felt that they were picking on me at the time. But they were challenging me, actually, because I would feel guilty because I would keep falling. I would keep, you know, repeating the same cycles and, you know, keep tripping myself up, you know, with my own unawareness, with my own unawareness. You know what I'm saying? So how can we begin to change things if we're not even aware of it our damn self? You feel me? So a lot of spiritual work since then, a lot of spiritual work. I mean years on top of years. But again, guys, even coming through that, you know, spent 10 years in therapy, all that, you know, stuff, it's worth it. Every fucking storm that you go through is worth it, all right? So I said all that to say that everything that you have went through up until now is going to, it was preparing you for what's to come. And also, most importantly, what we're talking about today was preparing you for the 2020 vision. So this is going to be the year of manifestation. This is going to be the year of there are no more secrets. Everything will be revealed. You know what I mean? And not only that, everything that you have going on, that you haven't cleared up, that you are still, everything will be amplified, you know what I mean, in 2020. So, hey, you know, I just hope that a lot of us are doing, you know, what is needed to be done, you know what I mean, in order to get, you know, the reality of whatever you desire. Another thing that is good, too, is to do a vision board. If you guys have not done a vision board, that would be a good thing to do. I personally haven't done my vision board. I got the boxes right here in front of me, and I haven't done it yet, so I need to get on that. If I don't do it by the end of – if I don't do it, I need to get that done, like, for real. So a vision board is great, you know what I mean? One thing about vision boards is visualization is definitely a key thing when it comes to manifestation. So if you don't know anything about visualization, I want you to go to Google and type in happiness and abundance visualization. There is a dope article on visualization. Also, Tony Robbins is a good speaker on YouTube when it comes to the art of visualization. But when it comes to, again, manifestation, visualization is going to be very important. So this is why we do vision boards. Now, when it comes to vision boards, you know, it's great to get magazine clippings and all of that. You know, that's great. But even when it comes to vision boards, I think there's levels to it, because one profound level, reason why I hadn't got my vision board is because I want to do more live pictures. You know what I mean? So, like, you know, my dream car, you know what I mean? I want to go get in my dream car. I want to feel my dream car. I want to take a picture in my dream car. You know what I mean? And I want to put that on my vision board. You know what I mean? It's me. Right? And go hire a realtor. Go to the dream home. Find yourself a home. Go to, you know, a mock of your dream home. Go stand in your dream home. Go feel your dream home and allow the realtor to take a picture, you know, or if you have a friend with you, to take a picture with you in your actual dream home. You know what I mean? So anyway, guys, those are some tips. Also, writing down. I'm a stickler about writing things down. So anything that you want to have manifest, it's not too late, go ahead and write it down. Now, I do want to let you guys know I do have a show coming up at the top of the hour. This is going to be a short show today because I have a show, Let's Chat Health with Ferrante Frazier, and he's from Savannah Whole Health. So if you got any health questions, anything like that, please join us at the top of the hour. But I do have a clip because I'm going to allow Ralph Smart to break it down as far as 2020, the 2020 visions and all that. So let's allow Ralph Smart to break it down. This clip is going to be 28 minutes long. That will lead me for about 10 minutes to talk. So without further ado, let's just hop right into the clip, and let's just see what Ralph Smart has to say when it comes to 2020 visualization, manifestation, all that good stuff. And just to let you guys know, the Ear Family will be slowing down for the holidays. So this upcoming week will be the last week in which we will do live shows until 2020. Okay, so we're going to come back in 2020, the first week in 2020, because everybody's with their family and enjoying their families and stuff like that. So we need to just go ahead and just come back in 2020, just like discussions in a black room. So we're going to follow suit with them, and we're just going to go ahead and take a vacation and, you know, a mini vacation from here. But you can always check out the archives. I will be picking profound shows that we have done, you know, for you guys to check out and stuff like that. So please be sure that you're in our Facebook group and all that good stuff, all right? So without further ado, guys, let's go ahead and hop into it. It'll give me about 10 minutes to come back and speak. And we will be back. All right, guys. Peace and love. All right. My screen froze up. All right, there we go.
This 2020 Deep Divers, it is about to go down. And it's about to go up because we are elevating. Oh, baby. Peace, infinite waters, diving deep once again. Beautiful deep divers, we are out here in nature, in Jurassic Park. Another magnificent day. We're just, woo, breathing in that good-ass prana, baby. I'm sending you tons of good-ass energy. Take that, take that, take that. No, no, no. I'm sending you tons of 2020 vision. Deep divers, the 2020 wake up call. So much is happening already. And as we move through 2020, so much more is gonna happen. The whole world is awakening, and people are already getting their wake up calls. And this 2020, there are going to be even more wake-up calls. What's coming? You won't believe it, deep divers. The cat down the road doesn't believe it either. And we ain't even had breakfast yet. Can I get a hello? Now, wonderful deep divers, let me share with you some insights about 2020. Shout out to all the deep divers first and foremost who are diving deep. Shout out to Juice WRLD, okay? We just lost another superstar, another young legend. And what is 2020 about? It is about 2020 vision. The wake-up call has already begun with us losing so many talented young stars, people who had their whole lives in front of them cut short. This is a wake-up call to the young generation that, hey, something isn't working. I actually read an article, deep divers, called The End of the SoundCloud Era. XXXTentacion, Lil Peep, Juice WRLD, Mac Miller. These artists, Amy Winehouse, had the whole world in front of them, yet they were taken out. Their deaths could have been prevented. As we are moving into 2020, a lot of us, we are getting our vision back to say, wait a minute, wait a minute. This cannot go on any longer. This generation has lost more young legends, than any other generation, okay? And this is not cool. So as we are moving into 2020, a lot of people are going to start coming up with solutions for what is happening around the planet. I've told you, in this matrix, the Archons, they want everybody to be numb to their emotions. And a lot of people like X and a lot of other people like Juice were starting to talk about, hey, it's okay to explore your emotions. It's okay to talk about how you feel, to talk about your depression, to talk about your anxiety. And that's fantastic. But what these corporations, what the industry did, was to profit from the problem. Okay? And that's why we have lost so many young legends, so many young superstars, because they were profiting off the problem instead of giving these young artists solutions. And a lot of people are waking up with a 2020 vision to say, actually, my third eye is open. I can see everything right now for what it actually is. It's all an illusion. Okay, a lot of these young artists are given a deal, but it's a bad deal. Why? Because people are profiting off their pain. People are profiting off their depression. But they aren't giving these young artists any solutions. So for 2020, the new energy, the new wave that's coming in is that if you have an artist who is in the industry, they are going to be more aware of mental health issues. People are also going to be held accountable for these young artists. Okay? A lot of times, deep divers, when you start to realize that what is happening right now has been happening before, just in different ways, okay? People deal with depression and anxiety in different ways. Right now, this generation is dealing with anxiety and depression in the silent way, and that is taking prescription drugs, Percocet, Xanax, the purple drink, the purple juice, they call it lean, mixed with codeine. So that is coming to an end in 2020, mark my words. Why? Because people are starting to get the 2020 wake-up call by losing so many great artists at such a young age. What's the 27 Club, deep divers? We ain't making it past 21. Shout out to Juice WRLD. He said that. But once again, you got to be careful of the word, because whatever you say will manifest into the 3D. What? Slow motion this side. A lot of people are waking up. A lot of people are starting to realize that they can make more money off you when you're not here than when you are here. So a lot of people are starting to realize, 2020, I'm not going to sell my soul. Because deep divers, what good is it if you gain the whole world only to lose your soul? Oh, baby. So a lot of people are getting smart right now. A lot of people are getting smart right now. They're starting to connect the dots right now. And they're starting to realize that not everybody is going to make it. A lot of people are programmed in this matrix through the television. And the television tells lies to your vision. A lot of people are programmed by these subliminal messages in the music. And in 2020, what's coming is this. Everything is going to be turned upside down. In a good way. Because I've already seen it. You are going to see a rise in more conscious creators. Even on YouTube. You are going to see more conscious artists go into the mainstream. Now, this is very tricky to do, deep divers, because once again, the industry only wants to dumb down people. But you are going to get artists who are extremely clever, who are going to infiltrate the industry and give people a positive message. Okay? So, we're already seeing it. Okay? We are already seeing it, that you are having more conscious artists appear, but even more are going to come in 2020 and beyond, because once again, we're starting to realize we have a big problem. Now, before 2020, everybody, to numb their pain, many people would take prescription drugs. And this is the whole thing, Deep Divers, okay? We've been told that these young artists are taking these drugs. No, it's not drugs. They are prescription drugs, and they have been taking them since they were like 11 years old, okay? Why are they taking these prescription drugs like Xanax and Percocet? Because these drugs are prescribed for anxiety. They are prescribed to help them deal with pain. That's what Percocet is all about, is to actually help people deal with short-term pain. So people have been taking these prescription drugs, and therefore Big Pharma needs to be held accountable, because we can't continue to deal with our problems with prescription drugs. We have to face them head on. What? Slow motion this side. And that's what's happening in 2020. People are going to start to face their problems. You see, what's happened to all of these SoundCloud rappers who have blown up and then passed away? X, Peep, Juice WRLD. What's happened is that they've gotten all of this fame, but nobody's been able to help them with their mental health issues. It's a lot to handle when you're young, when you're living that fast life. But in 2020, more light is going to be shed on people's mental health. Deep Divers, I've been doing a little samba for a little while now. I'm in balance every single day. I know who I am. That's why I'm thriving. That's why I'm still in the game. That's why I have longevity. I'm tired of seeing phenomenal minds and talents pass away because we as a society have failed them. All of us in this society have to be held accountable. We have to stop lying to the youth. In 2020, the veil of the Maya, which is the illusion, is being lifted, and we are going to see the truth for what it actually is, that your politicians are lying to you, the news reporters are lying to you, the TV is lying to you, Big Pharma is lying to you, and people are going to start to realize that there is no world out there. The only true world you can count on is the world within yourself. Oh, baby! Deep Divers. Now, let me just talk about Juice WRLD for 1 second. I actually saw a picture of him wearing some jeans. He was doing this whole video, I'm going to sell my soul, right? And on his jeans, it said, overdose. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is trippy. Not only that, Kodak Black, check this out, Deep Divers. And this is what's happening in 2020. You are going to be able to connect the dots just like me. Kodak Black, okay, was in jail when X passed away. Kodak Black was in jail when Juice WRLD passed away. They all knew each other. That's no coincidence. Now, Juice WRLD talked about John Lennon, okay, in one of his songs, okay, and I think it was all girls are just the same, right? John Lennon died on December 8th, so did Juice WRLD. No coincidence. There are no coincidences. So 2020, more people are going to start to have that vision, like I do and the cat down the road do. And the cat down the road does, right? To see that there are no accidents or coincidences in this universe. Everything is happening in divine order. Many of these artists are passing away because they want to use their life as a reminder, as an example to say, look, this isn't cool. You've lost too many of us and we have to do better. So the 2020 vision that's coming in is a whole new energy. It's a whole new energy of creation. It's a whole new energy of serenity. It's a whole new energy of people actually respecting this gift we call life. We are only here for a flash of light, deep divers. Therefore, we have to enjoy it. We have to live it to the full. We have to remind ourselves that life is precious. And more so, we have to stop numbing our pain and face our problems head on. That's what's coming in 2020. Deep divers, don't worry how it will come. Just be in alignment with who you are. What? Slow motion this side. Say it again, Ralph. Don't worry how it will come. Just be in alignment with who you are. That's the 2020 wake-up call. And that's what's going to happen in 2020. This 2020 is already here. More people are going to worry less about how they're going to make it in life, how they're going to make a living. You don't have to worry how it's going to come. All you have to do is be in alignment with who you are. And we are going to see more of that in 2020. More people are going to quit their jobs in the matrix. More people are going to work on themselves like it's their job. Oh, baby! Because they're going to start to realize that actually, I've been working my whole life for other people, but I don't know who I am. I haven't worked on myself. I haven't fixed my mental health issues. I haven't healed my unresolved issues. But in 2020, this is what's going to happen at a mass scale. More people are going to start doing the inner work, the inner healing that has to be done for us to go to the next level of evolution. Deep divers, the 2020 wake-up call. I've seen it, deep divers. Not only are there going to be more communities around, we are going to start to come together. Because this generation, more than ever, has been the most isolated. Even though we have all of this fancy technology, we wake up and we check our phone, we're on Instagram, and we're like, oh my gosh, I'm talking to this person. Who is that? Deep divers, this is a distraction. And more people are going to start to realize that in 2020 and beyond, that it's about face-to-face interaction. We're going back to the old school. We're going back to the original way. And that's why there are going to be more retreats. And this is the wake-up call, because you can't have intimacy just by sending someone emojis. It's cool, but 2020 vision is to see that actually we need to start meeting people face to face. Like, I've got nearly 2 million subscribers, deep divers. That's cool. But what I'm more impressed about is when I actually meet someone face to face in person and actually have a conversation. They're like, Ralph, your videos have changed my life. We start talking. And this is really where the great energy is shared. So we are going to see more face-to-face interaction in 2020. More people are going to start to come together, because what we all need, deep divers, is love. That's what everybody is searching for. People want attention. They want likes, right? They're clout chasing. But with a 2020 vision, we're going to start to see that all we want is love. So all we have to do is actually come together in the physical. And that's why there are going to be so many more retreats. Okay, Bali, I see you. Gold Coast, I see you. I'll be there soon. Deep divers, the 2020 wake up call. Oh baby. what's coming, you won't believe it. Now, a lot of people are seeing 1111 all around the place. 222, 333, 444. We are seeing angel numbers, but especially 1111. People who are already awakening are seeing 1111. But what is going to happen is that the mainstream, the masses, are going to start to realize that this 1111 phenomena, this 1111 phenomena is actually going to be documented, scientifically proven to say, actually, like so many people are seeing 1111, there are going to be studies on the 1111 phenomena. And we're going to start to realize that it's going to, there is going to be a correlation between you awakening and you seeing 1111, because 1111 is the wake-up call that you are moving to another dimension. You're moving from the 3D into the 5D. You are moving from fear into love. In other words, you're starting to realize who you really are, a multidimensional being having a human experience. Deep Divers, the 2020 wake-up call. What's coming? You won't believe it. Brain microchips. Now, we wear technology. We wear watches. Okay? We got the hands free. But what's coming in 2020 and beyond is brain microchips. People are going to be signing up for the brain microchip. It's actually already here. But people are actually going to volunteer to have a brain microchip. And this microchip can control your electronic devices, okay? So, whereas before in 2020, before 2020, people would actually, all the technology was external. Your computer was external, your phone is external. 2020 and beyond is where the technology becomes internal. People put microchips in their brain and all kinds of things. We are moving towards singularity. And what is singularity? That is where artificial intelligence supersedes human intellect. We are in transhumanism already. Like Elon Musk said, we are cyborgs. And 2020 and beyond is the split where people will become machine. And some people, like myself, will just be chilling in nature, just woo, breathing in that good ass prana, baby. But it is the rise of machine. Most people will no longer be people in 2020 and beyond. They will have merged with the machine. Deep Divers, the 2020 wake-up call. What's coming, you won't believe it. 7-day vegan challenge. A lot of people are going plant-based in 2020, but veganism is going to go mainstream. Not only that, there are going to be more scientific studies on why the plant-based diet is the most beneficial one to the human race, okay? A lot of people think, okay, I can only get protein from beef. When you realize you can get protein from chia seeds, you can get protein from, where else, Deep Divers? Chia seeds, okay? Chia seeds is a complete source of protein. Always remember that. Plants, there are plants around where you will be treated so wonderfully by them, because they will give you all the protein you need. Chlorella, complete source of protein. Spirulina, complete source of protein. E3 Live, complete source of protein. More protein than beef. And we're seeing the mainstream embrace the plant-based lifestyle. We're going to see it even more. 2020, the 2020 wake-up call. Deep Divers, what's coming, you won't believe it. Realize this today. What we're seeing in front of us is that people are waking up to the fact that we have been lied to. because of this overstimulation, because so many people are overwhelmed by technology, there is going to be, for a large majority of people, a whole move away from technology, and people will be moving more into nature for their mental health. There are going to be diseases which are going to be related to the technology we are using. Already, myopia is on the rise, okay? With all of this technology, we don't even know what the hell we're doing. All of the ramifications, it's really affecting us in a very negative way. And therefore, people are going to be more about healing their body. The 2020 wake-up call. Deep divers, what's coming? You won't believe it. Holograms of dead celebrities. Concerts for them will be on sale. And this is going to happen. Already you saw the Tupac hologram. Okay, but there are going to be more holograms of dead celebrities, which there will be concerts for, and people will pay. And that's why I told you, in the industry, a lot of these people make more money off these dead celebrities than these living ones. So it's about having the 2020 vision. What else is coming, deep divers? What I've seen in my dreams is this, that more people will be leaving the matrix. More people will be getting off the grid and really creating more earth homes, really living in nature, really moving out of the concrete jungle. More people as well will start to realize that the power has been with them all along, just like in The Wizard of Oz. They will be leaving all of these institutionalized religions and the dogmas and all of these things, and really starting to question everything around them. There will be a rise in conscious apps as well, because once again, Instagram won't be the same as it is right now. All of these apps, Facebook, they are going to take a decline because people are getting tired. People are getting tired of them. And they're realizing that all of these apps were designed to destroy your mental health. So there is going to be a rise of conscious apps which are actually going to help people's mental health. And it's not all peaches and cream. They will try and turn your child, if she's a girl, into a boy. If he's a boy, into a girl. There will be a lot of that going on in 2020 and beyond. But most of all, deep divers, 2020 is about 2020 vision. It's about moving away from fear and stepping into the love vibration. Love is what everybody needs right now on the planet. And love is what's coming in 2020 for those whose eye is open, are open. Deep divers, and then we'll just say, feels so good to be alive, baby. Can I get a hello? Beautiful deep divers, we're just woo, breathing in that good ass prana, baby. Shout out to everybody who've been rocking the amazing good ass prana shirts at ralphsmart.com/clothes. Got a question for me, deep divers? Add me on Instagram at Infinite Waters. And the model search is on. If you are a sexy ass model, woo, with a lot of heart, add me on Instagram at Infinite Waters. Check out the new book, Deep Divers, for more information like this. Feel Alive by Ralph Smart on Amazon. Have a beautiful day, Deep Divers. Peace. Infinite Waters, diving deep once again. Stay well, stay healthy. Peace. Yo! It's about what? It's about the 2020 vision, Ralph. Tell me about it. Peace.
All right, all right, all right, family. Welcome back to the Spiritual Soul Sunday. All right. All right. Welcome back to Spiritual Soul Sunday with Haru. I am your host, Haru. And today we have been talking about 2020 vision, right? 2020 vision, are you ready? So I was giving you some tips, you know, before Ralph was about 2020 vision. A lot of us are coming again through a lot of purging. And I know a lot of you guys feel that intense shift in the energy. Another thing I covered was no more secrets. Everything will be amplified and revealed. 2020 will also be the year of manifestations. And I also gave you guys to have a vision board. You know what I mean? To have a vision board. I know a lot of us haven't done vision boards, you know, since we were in school or whatever. But even in your adult life, guys, it's good to have vision boards. You know, I look back on some of mine, and I promise you, everything that I've had on there, I pretty much manifested. You know what I mean? So vision boards are great. There are many levels to vision boards. You know, one thing that I don't know if there's a particular name for it, but like I like to call them live vision boards, to where you actually, you know, go into the home that you want to desire, actually go drive the car that you want and take a picture in it and put all of those things on your vision board. If you want to go to Paris, you know, or something like that, kind of, you know, get, you know, the Eiffel Tower and then put yourself into the picture, you know, with all these different technology apps. You know what I mean? Stuff like that, to where, you know, the universe could, you know, kind of interpret that, you know, this is what you want, you know, in live version. I hope that makes sense. But anyway, guys, we do have a broadcast on the top of the hour. I haven't heard from my guest, so I'm going to kind of go over a little bit because we got our brother in the building. Sensei, peace and love, brother. How you feeling this rising?
Peace and love, brother. Man, you know I'm good. I'm good.
Awesome.
Chilling on it.
Okay.
And just sitting up here chilling, man. Just
all right.
I was listening to Ralph Smart talking about that 2020, yeah. And that's powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm just chilling, brother. How you doing? How you doing this rising, man? You all right?
Man, I'm doing all right, brother, just kind of, you know, cleaning up my house, brother, from the weekend. But I'm in good spirits, brother. I thought Ralph Smart, you know, was a good thing, you know, to talk about as we start to go into 2020 these next 2 weeks. You know, I just thought it was good to kind of, you know, just kind of give a vision or some tips, you know what I mean, on what is to be expected, you know, for 2020, because a lot of people don't understand what's going on. Like, they feel the shift within them, they feel changes, and they like, a lot of us are going crazy right now. You know what I mean, brother? So, you know, I guess, brother, if you can kind of expound on, you know, what you feel, you know what I'm saying, some 2020 kind of vision. What you think about the topic, brother? There we go.
Man, there's a lot coming, you know, and even when talking about Juice WRLD and all the other stuff, I was listening to him, man, and, you know, I don't really keep up with a bunch of this stuff, but there's a lot of things that I've been finding myself kind of paying more attention to, and I've been noticing why. Like, I even been listening to a bunch of these young rappers' music a lot more lately, just to trying to see where they are. And then also knowing that, I mean, last year, this year alone, this country has broken the record for the amount of people that has died due to prescription drugs. So we're talking about a nation of people of over 7 billion people, and over 70% of them are on prescription drugs. Everybody trying to find a way to escape this shit. I was somebody that was on it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was on Serve. I was drinking that shit every day. I used to drink Serve every goddamn day, taking Valiums. My mama used to take pills, you know, taking downers. My mama died in her sleep, and I know that, you know, a lot of it had a lot to do with her taking the medication. She was on Tylenol 4, she was on hydrocodone, she was on Valiums, Tylenol PMs, over-the-counter medication, whatever she could get, you know what I'm saying, whatever she can get to deal with the pain. And, man, when I found myself, like, really before she died, I was on the pills a lot, you know what I'm saying? So I passed out in my house one time full of that drink. And I damn near, like, I needed 13 bags of potassium when I went to the hospital. So my respiratory system damn near shut down. So dealing with these downers, and after my mama died, I got on Xanax, you know what I'm saying? I went to drinking more syrup, drinking more alcohol, and I used to pull syrup and my Belvedere, but it was just listening to him shot me back and reminded me that there's a lot of young kids that are still out here chasing that same high that I was, because they're looking for an escape. So thinking about what 2020 is going to bring into us, and why all of this is happening, and how nothing is coincidence, because I even saw a video to where Juice WRLD had said he was selling his soul. He literally made his own little sacrifice, his own little ritual, and said he was going to sell his soul so he can get rich.
In a video?
So we did put in a video. I'm tripping me out, but I wasn't looking for it, but it kind of found me. Like, it was a trip, but
well,
he actually made a video.
Find it, shoot it to me if you can find it, brother.
I will. Okay. I will. He actually made a video, one of his little partners recording. He was like, yeah, I'm going to sacrifice. I'm going to be rich, you know, to the Illuminati, whatever. Understanding these dates, understanding the significance, even with the 11-11, understanding what all of this stuff is meaning. It's just the control that we're under, and how many people don't even know that they're so lost. And all you can do is get high just to try to cope with life. You know what I'm saying? One of my favorite rappers, man, out of Houston, Big Pokey, he said a line. He said, everybody on dope trying to cope with life. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody that I knew, everybody in the streets, you know what I'm saying? Like, even when I still in the hood every day, you know, I see people that are still smoking, still doing this shit. Like, they still on dope trying to cope with life. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, it's a powerful thing. And it's a beautiful thing to be able to help people heal and move from that place, even if it's just one person every day. Like, I ain't trying to wake up.
Let me amplify something real quick, brother, because, you know, being on dope is a very serious thing. I done been there as well. Once you kind of at the tail end of it, doesn't it seem that life starts to amplify back to you how it's not serving you on a level? You know what I mean? Like, I guess, can you talk about that experience, that transition you had, you know, to where you knew that all of that dope, you know, and all of that shit wasn't for you no more, and you had to change. You know what I mean? I don't think we talk about that a lot, and I think people need to hear about that.
My daughter, my kids, hearing my daughter say one time, that my daddy hustled. Like, somebody asked, you know, like, what's your daddy gonna do for a living? She was like, my little girl said proudly, my daddy hustled. Like, my daddy said dope. Like, she said it proudly. Like, you know, because I was good at what I did. You know what I'm saying? So it was like, she looked at it like, shit, this my dad's work. And I'm like, damn. So when her mama told me that, and she was like, yeah, her mama told it to me in a joking way. Like, guess what your daughter said? Guess what your daughter told the little girl next door and the other little kids outside? And I was like, what? She said, well, one of the little girls asked her, what's your daddy do? What's your daddy do for a living? Because I come over there in different cars, stuff like that. So she said, my daddy hustled. And, man, to them it was funny, but that shit did something to me. It was like, damn, man, this is the example I'm setting for my kids. Like, regardless of what I'm telling them, this is what they see. Because I never told my daughter that's what I did. Like, she just knew because of the lifestyle that I live and the shit that I did, the people I was around. So it was like, what kind of example am I setting for them? Then I started to say, because when my mama died, my little brother found my mother. He was 12 years old at that time. And it was like, it was a lot going through me at that time, and I felt like, you know, it was so much, like, I felt like the responsibility of making sure my little brother was going to be straight, and life fell on me now. So it was like, I made a promise, and I made a vow to my mother that I would never allow, because she didn't want my little brother in the streets. That one thing I knew, she did not want my little brother hustling. So when I knew that, when I realized that it was up to me to keep him out of that, and he was watching me, you know, he was following after me, modeling after me, so I started to move different. I started to do shit different. So then when my little girl said the shit about hustling, I just told myself, man, I was at a point where I was in a relationship. I was doing all this other stuff. You know, I started to realize that my life was bullshit. Like, I started to realize, like, this shit is typical. I started to look around at everybody else, and I'm like, everybody I know hustle. Everybody I know sell dope. Everybody I know, like, this the thing. This the norm. Like, hustle, make some money, flip it, get a car, get a house, try to get a restaurant, try to get you a liquor store, try to get a whatever. Like, that's the whole cycle. Everybody's chasing the same shit. So I was just this shit ain't right, man. I'm like, man, it's got to be something else. And when my mama died, it awakened something in me because it was like all of that, all these realizations were happening, and then I lost her. So it was like it threw me into a spiral downward. You know what I'm saying? I was like, so I didn't know what to do. I was like lost, and I said that my life, the way I had been living, it can't be the way. I just was tired. Like, you know how you just get tired, sick and tired of being sick and tired? And I went to looking around and people around me dying and niggas I know getting killed and going to jail. I'm like, I don't want to go through this same shit. So I'm looking at it the other side. See, when you dealing with the hustle life, like when you dealing with the street life, like real shit, it's only two sides to this shit for a hustler, like real shit. Either I'm going to hustle every day and do what the fuck I want to do and get high and do all this shit and come with the fame and the glory of the game, or I'm going to be a square nigga and just go to work and get paid and get a paycheck and be the type of nigga to go home, you know, and go to work every day. And that's the life I choose to live. It seems like you only get two choices. So you want the most exciting thing. You want to hustle. Mm-hmm. The game, it just come with more glitter. It come with more fame. Then you got rappers glorifying it. You got niggas in the hood showing you that this was about. All the rap niggas, all the hustlers got all the women. They got all the cars. They looking like they own it. But these niggas are some of the worst off motherfuckers you can think about in this life. So it's like, when I really realized that shit, and like all the niggas I was around was really fucked up, I told myself I can't be one of them. And I told myself I am not going to be 40 years old doing what everybody else is doing. I said, I don't know what this going to mean for me. But so I tried to work. I tried the work side. And I was like, this still ain't me because I'm too much of a boss. This one straight up, I was like, I'm too much of a to be working for UPS. And I'm looking at how much money these folks making off me. I ain't even thinking about my paycheck. I'm looking at the fact that, okay, I'm getting paid. I'm paying child support. I'm doing all this shit. But I'm up for these folks making almost $250 million every day. And I'm in this motherfucker like, man, what the fuck? Like, it was so many realizations just started. I was like, nah. Okay, so I got a plan. I said, you know what? I got to develop a plan. I got to make sure this ain't going to be me. Breaking free of that whole mindset of hustling, man, that shit like coming out of coma, man. That shit like trying to awaken yourself and ain't nobody there to tell you, ain't nobody there to show you, ain't no, because everybody is trying to pull you back to a certain way. Everybody trying to make you feel like where you're going ain't the right way to go. Your life, like people went to telling me, man, you must don't want no money. Man, you must done gave up. Man, you must done quit. Like, I had to go through all of that shit. Like, people looking at me different, treating me different, talking about me behind my back, people I thought I loved. Like, that shit showed me that they were still a part of something that I was breaking free from. So all of these movies, all of this shit started to make sense to me. Life started to make sense to me. So when I started to realize the science of my body and I started to recognize, like, the shit that was hidden, why I did the shit I did, why I was so in survival mode, why I feel like I had to, my life stopped because I feel like I had kids. Like, when I really embraced all of that shit, man, it changed everything. So that shit is like, man, it's almost like somebody getting diagnosed. You go to the hospital and you've been smoking and drinking all your life. You've been enjoying it. It's been good. You get your paycheck every Friday. It's what you do. It's your routine. You know what I'm saying? And all of a sudden, you go to the doctor and they tell you, well, hey, if you don't stop this, you're going to die. And then you don't know how to stop. You don't know how to stop, but a part of you knows that you got to stop. A part of you knows that if you keep going this way, you're going to die quickly. Death is always promised to us, but at some point, you got to choose to live. So it's like, I chose to live, bro. Like, I chose to live. I got tired of existing. I got tired of going through the motions. And I knew that living was going to require me stop killing my goddamn self. So when I stopped contributing to my own death, you know, like, nigga in the streets be like, man, you chucking rocks at the penitentiary, nigga. You know what I'm saying? The dumb shit you doing out here. You know what I'm saying? When I stopped chunking rocks at the pen and I stopped digging my own graves, I started to live.
There it is. All right, brother, that is. I mean, thank you for sharing that. You know what I'm saying? It's just like I see so many people, you know what I'm saying, that are still caught up in, like, they don't even know how. They had that, like, that drive, you know what I'm saying, haven't, you know, approached them, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, they just still caught up in that cycling loop. You know what I'm saying? And I know for me too, brother, you know, it is something that happens. For me, brother, it was this platform. This platform keep me in line. You know what I'm saying? Like, for me, it was like, you know, all right, Keith, get so much responsibility under your belt. It started with Lisa, actually. You know, it started with Lisa to where get so much responsibility under your belt to where you can't fuck up. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it just takes something that's bigger than you, you know what I'm saying, in order, you know, to kind of get you in alignment, you know what I'm saying, with something that's greater than you. You know what I mean? So, you know, especially this year, guys, if you haven't come to that, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, just take that into consideration. You know, just think of something or, you know, just kind of think of something that may be greater than you. Think of a greater purpose that may be greater than you. And, you know, make that bigger than whatever it is that you're going through. You know what I mean? And it's a process to kind of, you know, go through that, but make it greater than you. You know what I'm saying? And in that, I promise you guys, you can begin to transmute and shift your life inside of that, right? So
you better goddamn know it.
So my guest, we in OT, which is cool, you know what I'm saying? My guest has not called in yet because, I had the health show, but he hasn't called in yet. So we're going to go ahead and keep going. So when it comes to 2020, you know, one thing that Ralph mentioned was to face your problems head on. You know what I'm saying? Like all this coping, like, you know, drugs, alcohol, you know, all of these things that we use to hide our pain, to cope with our pain. You know what I'm saying? Any kind of external validation that you may choose to cope with your pain, like that is not going to, we're not going to be able to do that. You know what I'm saying? We got to face our shit butt ass naked. Like, seriously, soul stripped. You know what I mean? You got to face that shit head on. I think we did a show on black mental health, but another thing Ralph said was address your mental health issues. You know what I'm saying? A lot of us do not want to admit, for whatever reason, that we have mental health issues. You know what I mean? And a lot of us don't even want to call it mental health issues, but, you know, to bottom line it is, y'all, we need to face our shit. You know what I'm saying? If we know that we are acting irrational or we got these ways about ourselves that are not self-serving to your soul, you know what I'm saying? We need to start addressing our issues. And also, we need to start holding our own fucking self accountable to the bullshit-ass realities in which that we create. All right, you know, and I know that may not be a hard pill to swallow for some, you know what I'm saying, who don't want to, you know, ain't ready to acknowledge they bullshit. But, you know, I promise y'all, as we start to swallow them pills that are hard to swallow, I promise it's all worth it. Stop lying to your own. Oh, stop lying to the youth. Okay, that's what man say. That's what Ralph said. We got to stop lying to our youth. I know you speak a lot on the kids. Brother, stop lying to our youth. All right. And he also said, be in alignment with who you are. So that's what I was speaking on when I said, like, get something outside, get something that you know that is greater than you. For me, it was a platform. For Sensei, you know, it was his family, you know what I'm saying, his kids, his brother, you know, just something that's greater than you, you know what I'm saying. And a lot of things, and another one of mine, too, is my father, you know what I'm saying. Just, you know, I got to be right in a mental, you know, headspace, because he took care of me all my life. Now the road's going to flip, where I got to take care of him in his golden years, you know what I'm saying? So I got to be of sound mind in order, you know, to flip that script, you know what I'm saying? So just think of something in your life, you know what I'm saying, that, you know, is greater than you, you know, a purpose or a drive or a will or whatever it have you. You know, like write it down. Start to put the shit into perspective, you know, for your own fucking self. You know what I'm saying? And if that don't shape, if that don't get your ass into shape, you know, I don't know what to tell you. But yeah, man, that's pretty much all I wrote down. So Sensei, what are your thoughts, brother, about anything that I mentioned? Oh shit, hologram. Ralph has spoke on. Oh, I hope you guys can hear me. All right, Ralph has spoke on the hologram. He has spoke on about like dead celebrities, about how they gonna, you know, the hologram. The shit is crazy because when Ralph spoke about it, I promise y'all, I don't know if you remember this, but Michael Jackson, after he died, he had an album that came out right after he died, and it was called, he had a song called Slave to the Rhythm. You know what I'm saying? And Slave to the Rhythm, they actually had a music video to where he was dancing and he was performing. It was his hologram, but the shit looked real. Go back and watch Michael Jackson, Slave to the Rhythm. That was not him. That was a hologram. So I'm thinking, okay, if they can make a hologram and make it so real, what makes us think that when we at these concerts that they not already doing the shit? Brother. You can't tell me they ain't already doing the shit. And another thing I heard was when it comes to Jesus coming back, you know what I'm saying? A motherfucking hologram in the sky. You know what I mean? With Jesus coming back. They better not. But I'm laughing. I'm laughing, but, you know, it's amazing about, you know, how real this shit is, and we think it's a fucking game. But y'all, they are a lot of the shit that they put into us that they say woulda, coulda, shoulda, they already doing it. They just want to test your reaction to it.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, Sensei, some of the key points I had touched on was facing your problems head on, addressing mental issues, stop lying to our youth, and be in alignment with who you are. And I just spoke on holograms, brother.
Man, powerful shit. All that, because, you know, Ralph always speaking on it. And, man, it's crazy. When we were talking about them visions, I was just over there smiling, bro, because, you know, I've talked about cyborgs. I've talked about the kids and how we're going to raise them, how we're moving into the age of the machine, the age of iron as we're coming out of, the age of the golden age. We're moving out of this age of Aquarius. We're moving into another sign. We're moving into another energy. All of this shit is inevitable. They can't stop this shift, so they're doing everything they can to slow it down. So when you understand what that means, it's our duty, it's our obligation at this point to do something with the knowledge. And it's only because we need to apply it. Because the knowledge applied becomes power. The knowledge applied becomes wisdom. So it's like a lot of people right now staying true to who you are, allowing yourself to remain focused. That's why I post the stuff that I do, to tell people, you know, don't allow yourself, honor your growth, honor how far you came. Do these things for yourself so you stop looking for people in the world to do it for you. Like, all of this is taking your power back, because all of it is going to be necessary for where we're going. Shit is gonna change. That's why I'm saying, like, whether motherfuckers want to get with it or not. Like, even they ain't got nothing to do with me, it ain't got nothing to do with you. It has everything to do with universal laws always being at play. So either you're gonna allow yourself to elevate or you're gonna stay stuck. So this shit, man, this shit is not a game. If you pay attention to what's going on, like, this shit is so real. Like, this shit is so real to me. I just see this shit, like, even I've been talking about how these rappers, and now all of a sudden they're trying to get everybody back converted to Christianity. And, like, you don't see this shit. Like, you got all these rappers that's talking about Percocets and getting high and all this shit, then they die. So it's like, all of this shit, all of these things are signs. All of these things are letting you know that things are happening. But we're so caught up in what we want and what we desire. Man, a motherfucking wake up and the universe can disappear. You won't even know it. Like, this is how fucked up we is. If you woke up in the morning and the motherfucking solar system was gone, You wouldn't even know it unless the news told you it happened. Like, this is how out of tune motherfuckers is. Like, you don't even, you're not even in tune with shit. Like, motherfuckers watch the news every day to dictate the clothes you're going to wear. Like, the media controls every part of us, man. Like, they control every aspect of what we do, how we react. Breaking free from that shit is breaking free from the Matrix. And it's the reason why all of this shit is being revealed. It's the reason why all this shit is coming out. And even when him talking about the 11-11 and understanding that, you know, the powers of these numbers. And it's like, even with the Freemasonry, that's why I made that post yesterday about these Masons. You know what I'm saying? And about understanding how the degree of Masonry has occurred and how over time the Illuminati and all this other stuff has dumbed us down. You know what I'm saying? So it's all about it's all about control, economic control, because they control what you want. If they control your fears of losing shit, you're going to get up and go to work every goddamn day. Regardless, I just listened to a clip Dame Dash was talking to DJ Envy, the dude over there, but what's the name, with Charlamagne. And he was telling him, like, man, because we get caught up in a lot of people, like, basically DJ Envy was saying he loved what he do. And he was like, I love what I do. I come to work and do this for free. And Dame was saying, basically, you're saying you love being a slave. Like, you basically love coming to work every day for somebody else because you saying that this makes you a good person. Because you at work every day and because you feel like you dedicated to something and you feel like the fact that you love music. But whose content are you putting out? Like, and then on top of that, Dame asked him, can't somebody fire you? Like, can't you wake up one day and if you get a call saying you fired, like, you can't come up here? Like, can't somebody lock you out this building? Like, is your name on any of this stuff up here? So what are you actually leaving for your kids? What are you actually doing? And Dane was telling him it's a mindset because DJ Envy was trying to defend his mindset. He was trying to defend the shit he identified with, not being open to everything that Dane was telling him. He telling him, like, man, you better build something for your future because you up here on somebody else's time. When we live in this world and you basically allow yourself to be a slave to somebody else's time, somebody else's agenda, that's why you feel so uneasy. That's why you feel so not at peace. Because a part of you knows that something else or someone else is driving you. So that shit is the shit that we got to break away from, along with all the other mental shit that kept us in that place. So it's so many layers that is healing. And when you start to see these numbers and this awakening starts to happen for you, there is a level of focus that you must maintain. That's why a lot of people slip up or whatever the case may be or say it's getting harder for them because you can't maintain your focus. A part of you is still allowing yourself to be thinking about all the shit you're going to lose. So fuck all that. Focus on you. Heal yourself. Get yourself together. That way you will be able to create and embrace whatever you want to do in this goddamn life. And you ain't got to be so fucked up when it don't happen.
There it is. There it is. All right, guys. So to those that are just now tuning in, I do apologize. What I did was I double booked the shows because I had this particular broadcast, which was only supposed to be an hour, and then I had a special guest who was coming on to chat health, and that was scheduled for 12 Eastern, but my guest has not showed up yet. So my intuition told me, you know, just keep the show going, you know what I'm saying, just in case, you know, he pulled it, and he did. So that's why a lot of you guys couldn't get in. So I apologize to everybody who got cut off online, but I did get Kyle Ford on and Cetius is on as well. So I do want to let you guys know what we're talking about today is 2020 vision, right? Like, are you ready for 2020 vision? Pretty much, you know, kind of like things to come. What we're a lot of us, you know, feel like we're going crazy. A lot of us feel the shift, you know, with these moons. I've been feeling the shift for the last 3 months, you know, personally. But, you know, it's like it's something that you can't explain happening. You know what I'm saying? And what a lot of people believe is that it's getting us prepared for what's to come for 2020. So some of the key points we discussed already was, like, there are going to be no more secrets. Everything is going to be amplified and revealed. 2020 will be the year of manifestations. And also, I had suggested that people do vision boards, you know what I'm saying? Like have a vision board party, you know, just do you a vision board for 2020. You know, just sit down, take you a week or however long it takes you, and do you a vision board. Facing your problems head on. So addressing your problems head on, since they spoke on being in more in a solution-based mindset, address your mental health issues. If you know you got mental health issues, whether it's clinical or, you know, spiritual, what have you, just address your shit. You know, and I also added, you know, take accountability for the realities in which you create. You know, like all of this shit gonna be amplified, y'all. And not like, here's the thing. Fuck what anybody is telling you. You know what I'm saying? Life is going to show us. All right? Fuck what anybody is teaching and saying. Life is going to talk to that ass however life talks to that ass. All right? So, you know, the thing about it is, motherfucker, are you listening? All right? You know, life is chin-checking my bitch ass personally. All right? But it's going to be like that for everybody. Stop lying to our youth. That's something that Ralph Smart said. We had a clip by Ralph Smart, you guys, and he spoke on stop lying to your youth. And most importantly, be in alignment with who you are. And also Ralph spoke about the holograms, how a lot of this shit that we see, especially these celebrities, a lot of these celebrities are going to be like dead celebrities, but they're going to be able to, you know, put on concerts and all of this shit, you know, using the hologram. You know what I mean? And if you guys know about Michael Jackson, right after he died, he actually had a video called Slave to the Rhythm, to where they actually performed his music video using a hologram, and the shit looked so real. But it was actually a hologram. And I think they did it for Tupac. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, so that's where we at when it comes to the broadcast, y'all. Peace and love. Kai, you was here first. Peace and love to you. How are you?
I'm great. It's a beautiful day, beautiful sun out and everything. I'm just loving it. And I was trying to catch the show. I'm sorry I came in so late, but I know.
You wasn't late, baby. That was me.
Oh, okay.
You wasn't late at all.
Oh, okay, because I know y'all always dropping gems over here at the EAR, so, you know, I try to always tune in, so I'm here.
Okay. All right, well, thank you. All right, Cetius, peace and love, baby. I know you broke your foot and all of that, baby, and I know you, honey, how are you? You all right?
Man, what an experience, you know, and a reality as I embrace the pain, and I embrace the reality, you know. And I don't have a connection as far as a thought, as far as pinpointing 2020 through my own given ministry to those who can receive it. As I've demonstrated in my own life, I have an idea for tomorrow. The spirit talked to me about it tomorrow, puts me on ahead of time for what is written and the potentials of a tomorrow to come. But I've been exercising for years to live in the now, because through understanding of the human experience in each individual, a lot of things are unpredictable. And as our world has been changing for thousands of years now, actually, the ascension has been taking place, man. That one, being in the now is actually embracing the human experience. It doesn't mean that we don't plan, we don't have the potentials and use the intelligence and build and bring substance and create. Doesn't mean that. Yet, I remain in the now so that I could even walk through fucking 2020, or else I'm going in blind, and all it is a bunch of shit in my head that I've been repetitively picking up from the waves of the world. So in saying that, in my own individual walk for some years now, I've been able to exercise more along with my children. And actually, y'all done heard me speak on my own children, it's reverse. The children are the elders to me and my dad at the time, you know what I'm saying? Children don't live and think the way that I ask do, shall they be guided in their own soul self, their own light? Because that makes a child free and to remain as much as they can in wholeness. So in saying that, with the children being the elders in my home and me being the baby, because I'm coming out of the wilderness, I was married to the fucking world. So that makes me a baby. It makes them the elders because they have all grace, joy, the higher self already activated. So in saying that, I live to the best of my ability now, in the now, in my day, and children set the vibration for that to live in the now. That's why it's good to go get your child self and heal all of that. Because the children, like my son, he don't know the calendar. Even if I take him to the calendar and show him the date, he don't know that shit. Because he ain't conditioned to the linear world. Only where he needs to be and where he is being is not a condition. So that takes my mind away from having too much thoughts into 2018 or 2019, 2020, because I do better with being letting my inner self govern me. I said I do better. You see what I'm saying? In my baby stages of my spiritual maturity into my human self and my creativity and, you know, just being a human being. So me living more in the now. Like, see, if I'd have been in my world, if I'd have had all these thoughts like I've had over 10 years ago about the new year to come, all that shit would have been washed away because I broke my motherfucking foot. And I'm speaking of logical thoughts, which I feel that they're very empowering because usually the new year resolution is a thought of empowerment, encouragement to the self, upliftment to the self, a change or a transformation to the self. I'm the type of nigga, do that shit today, motherfucker. Fuck out of here. Are you going to wait 2 more weeks to do something beneficial for your fucking life? But you got the thought today. And I'm like, all right, in 3 weeks, nigga, I'm going to be that kind of nigga. Fuck out of here. You can be that today, motherfucker. So anyway, that's just, you know, another part of me that feel that way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's where I'm at. See, I'm more in the now, so I'm able, and I know that me exercising, excuse me if you will, I'm exercising for past few couple of years, well, 2 years, exercising more, being in the now. Fuck out of here. I still have great potential for the 2020 that's coming, yet my foot broke, bruh. So, I got to go with the flow, man, and I got children that's got it already in the crib that's already going with the flow. That's a high vibration when a motherfucker can go with the flow. You ain't pressed. You see what I'm saying? So, now he making me lie down in green pastures, man. So, look, I'm living in the now right now. Do y'all grasp that for my own individual walk? But it might, you know, help or assist someone else who needed to grasp maybe just 10 words that I just said. I don't know. Get your 2020 answers. And hey to everybody who's here. I love us. Hey, everybody.
Hey. Yes, thank you. Thank you, Cetius. You know, just to let you guys know, you know what I'm saying, that's why I love the many different levels, you know, of these particular broadcasts, because that's one thing that we did not mention was living in the now, and we speak about it all the fucking time on the broadcast. So thank you, Cetius, you know, for bringing that
check this. I'm gonna use different terms. When the Lord, with law of attraction, with cause and effect, make you lie down in green pastures, your ass will be in the now, motherfucker. I'm glad that I heard the fucking call 2 years ago, finally, to live in the now. So I had to exercise that. It's not something I could do overnight. You following me? I had to, what Dwight said, excuse me, Sensei, about before I got on, you did a rough draft of what the fuck he was talking about, the psychological state as far as 2020. I'm going to address because you know you got issues. So when I was able to, because I dealt with my psychological state in levels, I'm not done, but in enough levels for me to finally hear the call of living in the now. So it's been a 2-year exercise Why is it an extra time? Because I just woke up 5 minutes ago. Fuck out of here. You know what I'm saying? I'm all right with that. I accept my experience that I'm fixing my psychological state. Certain shit ain't ticking right over there, Jesus. I accept that. I appreciate my incarnation that for the things that need to come into a balance with my mind. With my mind, body, and my soul, if you will. So you got, well, I have to live in the now and able to accomplish that to continue fulfilling my destiny. As far as me, I can't fuck with 2020 yet. Hell, it's a long way to end of December. Shit, me, for me, you know what I'm saying? So, but the potential for the greatness, for the creative, for the all and all that can come out of one, yes, the potential is there for the whole fucking world, man. Yeah, except for those who leaving the planet. And them niggas still got potential, too, wherever the fuck they going. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, y'all, all of that.
All right, well, thank you so much for that, Cetius. All right, y'all, so let's see how much time we got left. We got about 20-something minutes left. So, you know, Sensei, I mean, that's some powerful, you know, things that Cetius just addressed. You know, brother, that's something that we didn't mention as far as living in the now. I think it's important for people to, you know, understand what it means to live in the now. You know, as Cetius just said, it took her 2 years, you know, coming through that whole process of, you know, living in the now, you know what I mean? And I know for me as well, you know what I'm saying, I went through that whole process, you know, just to even figure out what the fuck it meant for me to live in the now moment. But living in the now moment is very, very key and very, very important, all right? So please go in the archives, you guys, and check out, type in Enhancing Awareness Radio on Google, type in Enhancing Awareness Radio, Living in the Now. We have plenty of broadcasts that we did, you know, in depth on living in the now. Ralph Smart is also a great reference, you know what I'm saying? But again, with all these books, with all these things, with all of this external advice or suggestions that you may get, it's very important to see what the fuck it means for you at the end of the day. All right, Sensei, you want to speak about living in the now, brother? And then we're going to wrap up.
Man. The now. What is keeping people from living in the now? Most of the time it's because right now, in your life, you could think about something that is going on in your life that you want to change, or something that you don't like, or something that you feel like you need to fix. Because of all the distractions that you allow your mind to explore, you miss the now moment. It goes back to what I was saying about a level of focus, because even me, you know, I didn't know what the fuck it meant to live in the now. I thought I was living in the now. Hell, I thought waking up, brushing my teeth, and doing what I wanted to do every day, like, I thought that was living in the now. You know, I thought, you know, me wanting to go out tonight or have a drink or, shit, I thought I was enjoying life. Hell, I'm like, well, shit, this is what they mean, living in the now. There's always something or a level of something that we miss because we're so focused on other things, external things that are happening. Our choices and our situations or our positions are what truly mold where we are mentally in this life. So when you understand what that means, that you're a product of all of your situations, you're a product of all the things that you lack, or you're a product of all the things that you wish were different in your life, it's going to be hard for you to embrace where you are right now. All you can think about is where you're trying to go. All you can think about is where you once were. It's going to be hard for you to realize that you've made it through whatever you've been through, and you are prepared for wherever you're going next. Living in a moment, it takes a level of safety. And this safety has to come from within inside of you. It can't come from external shit. See, the fact that you think that living in a moment is about you being able to eat right now. A lot of people think them living in the moment is you being able to go to sleep in a good house tonight or in a good bed or whatever the case may be, because that's what you most worried about. So you don't embrace the fact that right now, in this moment, that you're alive. Like I tell people, even if you start to see these numbers, 11-11 and all this, I don't give a damn what time it is you look at the clock. The fact that you're looking at the clock and the fact that you can see the time should show you that you're alive. That is what living in the moment is truly about. It's not about anything else. It's not about you know, meditation. It ain't about all this other stuff. It ain't about nothing spectacular. Living in the moment is simply honoring the fact that you are alive. Living in the moment means that you realize that at any moment that you inhale, you exhale, you breathe, and you're breathing in earth, you're breathing out carbon, you're doing all of these things, that at any moment your breath can stop. At any moment you can inhale and not exhale anymore. At any moment you can exhale and not inhale anymore. At any moment your body, because you are like a mist, because you are only here for a short amount of time, because there's things that are happening that are outside of your control, you should always find time to be thankful in the moment. But it's going to be hard for you to do. If it's hard for you to find some type of gratitude for the life that you have right now. So gratitude is what it takes to live in the moment, to truly live in the moment. And that gratitude has to come from you simply being thankful for being alive, not anything else. So until you're able to find that, like until you're able to cultivate that part of you, until you're able to wake up every day and simply just smile because you woke up, smile because you're breathing, smile because you're alive, then you will find what it means to live in the moment. Until then, you're just searching for some shit that you're looking for outside of you. So you got to go within for you to truly embrace the moment.
There it is, gratitude, man. I love that. Every day I wake up, first thing I do before I do anything else, thank you. You know what
you
I mean?
Post that
thank
every
you,
day,
know. I wasn't once good at consistency, and sometimes I may, you know, kind of backslide a little bit. But one thing that I kept consistent for years now is to say thank you. And who taught me that? Wayne Dyer taught me that. It was it's a YouTube movie called The Shift. Type in Wayne Dyer, The Shift. And in that, he speaks about the importance, you know, of having gratitude, especially when you rise in the morning. You know what I'm saying? When you wake up, when, you know, whatever word you want to use, when you rise, when you wake up, when you get up, whatever. Thank you. Giving gratitude to the universe, which is you. You know what I'm saying? Just giving gratitude for everything, y'all. And I like to tell people, especially the bad shit, because even in the bad shit, there's a lesson. There's always a lesson. So if you can find in any given moment, like Sensei is speaking on gratitude, y'all, I cannot express to you it's like you unlock a whole new realm within yourself. Yeah, I can't explain it. It's something to be experienced. So practice it in your own life. You know, just even when you don't want to give gratitude, even when you find yourself cringing giving gratitude, push through that shit, because you start to retrain your mind to give gratitude. I promise y'all, I don't forget saying thank you in the morning. I don't forget it. Why? Because I spend years of retraining my mind to where now it's in my subconscious. The first thought I have when I wake up is to say thank you, and it's on autopilot, okay? So relearn and retrain your mind, you know, and have a way that you retrain your mind, you know what I mean? And that will reshape and reshift your life, you know, for you, however. Or not, as she should say, or not. All right, y'all. So this has been a wonderful broadcast. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Does anybody else have any final speeches? Did you have any final words?
Well, I would like to say something.
Kai, okay. I'm sorry, baby.
No problem. I would just like to say, you know, I actually grew up with my grandparents. So, you know, it wasn't hard, you know, to be able to attain gratitude. So, you know, we just have to, you know, just remember, you know, the old ways sometimes, and, you know, not always try to, you know, always make our way, and stick to some traditions, and, you know, just mix it up with, you know, the knowledge that we have to make, you know, everything better. What, you know, just like building generationally, you know. So what I was going to say as far as the subject of when y'all was speaking on, you know, living in the here and now, that is something that I think is so valuable, so valuable, because we all have, you know, dreams and aspirations of doing things. And I tell people, you know, some people can be stuck, you know, you in this time, but, you know, you thinking about wanting to be your future self. So, you know, you're not paying attention to what's going on right now to even attain and get to that future that you're actually seeing for yourself. So, and actually to attain the future that you're trying to attain, you have to always live in the here and now so that you can always stay focused on where you're going. Of course, you know, you know, is reminded of the past, you know, that teaches us lessons. But, of course, we have to stay focused on the future and be in the here and now. And, you know, that's where we're going to have gratitude. We're going to, you know, be thankful for our family, the little things in life that happen, the sun, the, you know, just the little things. So, you know, those are the things that, you know, make life worth living, living in the here and now.
There it is. All right, y'all. So, hold on. We can't do it now. All right, y'all. So, stay tuned, y'all. Stay tuned. Hold on. Give me my guest. Just hit me up. Give me 5 minutes and call. All right, y'all. So we're gonna go ahead and do the health show. So, you got, if you just want to hold a line, you know what I'm saying, I'm gonna actually end this show and start the next show. You know what I'm saying, with the health. You know, so if you guys have health questions about health, Kai, I called you, so call back in. Cetius, if you're still there, call back in. You know, but this is Ferrante Frazier with Savannah Health, and he's going to do the health question. So. So, yeah, let me go ahead and end this broadcast, y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in. Thank you, guys. We
Welcome.
Appreciate it.
I'm looking forward to the next show.
All right, y'all. Peace and love.